2018 Love Life Women's Conference in St. Louis, Missouri, September 25th through the 27th. Register today.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Depression, anxiety, panic attacks, guilt, self-esteem, and stress. Problems that affect individuals and families every day. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens is a licensed psychologist who has extensive counseling experience. Providing counseling from a Christian perspective, he specializes in helping people overcome these problems and build their self-esteem, reduce guilt, and improve marital relationships. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens, located in Port St. Lucie, is available at 772-398-4377.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
I love you with all my heart.
Now think about it a moment. Jesus is the high priest of your confession. Now that's bringing an Old Testament term into the New Testament. The high priest was, you know, he lost his job in the New Testament because there was no more need for sacrifices. Amen. Jesus became the sacrifice. But in heaven, he's the high priest. All right. It's not a bullocks and goats and lambs now. No, he says he's the high priest of our confession. What used to take, you know, killing a sacrifice and, you know, draining the blood and binding it to the cord or the horns of the altar is not so anymore. But yet there remains a high priest that receives sacrifices. So the sacrifice is not a bullock. The sacrifice has to do with your confession. It has to do, in other words, tell somebody it has to do with your words. Come on, tell them it has to do with what comes out of your mouth. Not an animal. Not something we have to catch, corral, cut their throat, drain the blood, tie them up, bring it to the high priest. No, Jesus is the high priest of your confession. As a matter of fact, when you were born again, or before you were born again, when you came to be born again, there was something you said. But you said that something out of the faith that was in your heart. So those two worked together, and the spirit of faith came upon you, and the Lord saved you. Amen? But we confessed. There was something we said. I don't know how you were led. You may have prayed on your own, or a pastor led you to Christ, or someone led you to the Lord. But there was something that came out of your mouth, that came from your heart, that connected with and the spirit of faith came upon you. See, we are saved by grace through faith, and that is a gift. Now that we are saved, we have to understand that the Lord is the high priest of our confession. In other words, we take our confession to the high priest, and he offers it unto the Father. Hello? Now, the thing about it, the high priest in the Old Testament, and we may take a look at it tonight, but in Malachi, God had somewhat against them because they were bringing him sacrifices that were lame. They would bring him a sheep that was blind or a goat that had a wounded leg. And they were offering these sacrifices. But see, that's a dishonor to God. It was a dishonor back then and it wasn't acceptable. God wanted the best. Tell somebody, God still wants the best. Why? Because he is the best, and the best deserves the best. Amen. When the quality of your life increases, you don't want to go back to dig. If you dug in the garbage cans at one time and God give you a good job and give you a house and set you up in a nice place, you don't want to go back to the garbage can. Well, what makes you think God wants anything? He will not, as a matter of fact, he will not accept anything. So here's a sad fact. A lot of our sacrifice, a lot of stuff that comes out of the mouth is not acceptable with God. And they are idle words, unemployed, non-working words. Now, let me know, the devil lives in the gutter. He's a garbage collector. Many can be snared by the words of their mouth, trapped by the words that you speak. All right, so he's the high priest of our confession. In every situation, if we want to carry the spirit of faith and see prayer answered and confession answered and favor come to us and promises manifested, in every situation, we must respond with the proper confessions. No one came to God to be saved and then, you know, no one came thinking that they deserved. If they did, they walked away empty. Anyone that came to God, he must first have believed that he is and had opened their heart and then confessed. Let's take a look at it. And then confessed with their mouth. Go with me to Romans chapter 10. Romans 10 and verse number 10. Well, let's start at verse number 9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, there's one aspect of the spirit of faith, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Believe in thine heart, confess with thy mouth. Believe in thine heart, confess with thy mouth. Then it goes on to say in verse 10, for with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now that was how we started, but that is also how we continue. With the heart man believes unto righteousness. And tell somebody next to you, you have faith. Where you direct it, what you do with it, whether you let it lay dormant or you put it in the closet, you lock it in a room somewhere, is up to you. But you have faith. With the heart, man believes unto righteousness. Unto every man has been given the measure of faith. Now, the challenge is you bringing faith into your situation. Sometimes it's easy to believe for somebody else. Oh, I'm in agreement with you, brother. And you got your faith working. But then now you facing your giants. Now Goliath has come out and he's cursing you. It's a different story to find that faith, knowing all the details. You know, being aware of all the mistakes you've made. Being aware of all the shortcomings you have. But with the heart, man believes. Amen. Now, you got to get bold. You sometimes have to get radical. Sometimes you got to get short of crazy by talking your faith. People will think you've lost your mind. They'll think you're just talking stupid, but they don't understand. You're in a warfare, and you are talking your faith. You are keeping your faith out there. You are not allowing the devil to get, amen, in there and cause you to start talking in his behalf. No matter what it looks like, hello, you don't even know what could happen if you went all the way using your faith. God is a God that will operate in the 11th hour, the 59th minute, the 59th second. Come on, I said God is a God that can work right there. He's not bound by time. What moves God is not your tears, but your faith. What will move the mountain is not your tears, but your words. Because sometimes we have to rise up above pain. Amen. Discouragement. Come on, these are feelings. These are emotions. We need to get a hold of our emotions. Say, I don't feel good, but that doesn't determine my speaking my faith. Amen. I don't see it, but that doesn't determine or stop me from speaking my faith. Tell somebody, don't take a day off. The just shall live by faith. We don't live by sight. We don't live according to our feelings. They change too much. Things around us in our environment, they change. We hear all kind of voices. All kind of spirits occupy the realm. We need to be set on course. Our heart fixed. Our mind made up. There are times God will not allow you to feel faith. Huh? Just to discipline you or train you to not walk by feeling. You know, like I know, if you've walked with God any length of time, there are times you didn't feel like God was even with you. But he promised in his word, what? Never to leave you, never to forsake you, but that he would be with you even unto the end of the world. That's what we have to go by. So there's two important elements: faith in our heart and our words, our confession. I want to read that verse again in Romans 10 and 10. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness. That tells you and I, our righteousness is not based upon how we've done everything right, but it's based upon our faith. There's something about your faith that has a medicinal cleansing type of element. Are you hearing? Your faith can purify you. When you stop trying to be so much and start believing God. Well, it's getting quiet in here. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto. Someone say unto. I don't know what they call it in English, what kind of word that is, but unto. It's like, to me, it's like a connecting word. Unto. In other words, confession is made unto. It hooks you up with something. And the word there is salvation, which is the word sozo or soteria. You know this word. And it's not just being saved from hell. Thank God for that. That's not our appointment. We are not appointed under wrath. Thank God we're not appointed under hell. We're appointed under heaven. We have a heavenly home. Amen. Get that hell thing out of your mind if you're saved. Because that's not your appointment. As a matter of fact, you are not even being judged anymore for that. Hello? We were judged when we were judged for as to whether we would go to hell. The result was the death of Christ. He went to hell for us. He became sin for us. He became that wage, that payment for sin for us. Amen. So get that out of your mind about hellfire. No, what we are being judged for right now or scrutinized for is for reward. The wrath of God does not rest upon the children of righteousness. It rests upon the children of disobedience.
We are continuing in part 17 of The Faith Crisis, Pulling Down Strongholds, part 2. Sometimes pulling down strongholds is not just using force of words, but the exercising of love and kindness to dismantle hatred and cruelty, just as Jesus did. In Numbers 33 and 50, we see an example of man not operating according to God's will. Moses and the people, when they were spared from Egypt and arrived at the Promised Land, sent spies into the land, but that wasn't God's plan. They were to arrive in faith and to go in and inhabit the land. That was God's plan. Because of the way they went in, God gave them a foretaste of the land and what was to come. But being recently freed, most of them maintained a slave mentality and never really experienced what God designed for them to possess.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you. ¶¶